she's got this way of making you feel alive. You lived a thousand times and never gonna die. And she shines, illuminated by the strobe light. She smiles and everything will be alright. In the
WMFO in Medford. Well, that does not seem, there we go. That does not seem to be working. Anyway, good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. Got a great show lined up for you today. Will include lots of new music from recently released, along with some familiar tunes, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from Los Lobos, John Mayer, and Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. New tunes from Vacations, The Black Keys, and Leisure. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Vacations. They are, we're going to do that. No, actually, this is Atmos Bloom with Here We Met, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
just one more try.
WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a sunny but cold Tuesday morning. Let me tell you about who we had there opening up this set of the 11 o'clock hour. We finished up there with brand new stuff from Vacations. They're four lads from Newcastle. This Newcastle is actually in Australia. They play some nice indie alt pop and rock. I've been following them since like 2018. Their latest album is No Place Like Home. It just dropped on January 12th, and that track was called Next Exit. Brazilian Girls before that, from the 2006 breakout release for them, Talk to La Bam with All About Us. Los Lobos, By the Light of the Moon from 1987 with Set Me Free, Rosalie. The High Lows before that, Nowhere from an EP called Something Famous. And then Atmos Bloom got started off with When We Met from their latest release called Flora. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I got to do a PSA. 1 in 3 adults has diabetes or pre-diabetes. Are you one of them? The National Diabetes Education Program is your source for free information on prevention and control. Call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. It's the message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources, and of course here, your friends at WMFO. We got music coming to you in this hour from John Mayer, some Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and some more. See, next up is more new music from a band called Dirty Nice. They are two guys from Bournemouth in the UK, and I found this review in Fader magazine, which I thought summed up this duo quite nicely. Quote, alt-pop duo Dirty Nice has spent the past few years carving out their own unique corner of the music world. Their 2021 debut, Lobster, featuring Wet Leg collaboration Sunshine End Times, first introduced Charlie Pellig's charming mix of off-kilter melodies and classic songwriting chops, which call to mind fellow British eccentrics Metrimony and kind of a jankier Phoenix, according to them, unquote. Their latest creation is the album Surrenderland. This tune is called This Is Gonna Hurt. New music from Dirty Nice here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I wanna run through the halls of my high school. I wanna scream at the top of my 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up there with new music from a band called Earthware, which is really just Eli Wheeler. He's an unsigned indie singer-songwriter from Portland, Oregon, and that song is called See the Sunlight. I found that back in June of last year, but I still think it holds up well, so I play it with some frequency. And that is a standalone single from them. John Mayer, of course, from his debut album, 2001 Room for Squares with No Such Thing. And Dirty Nights got started with This Is Gonna Hurt from Surrenderland. All right, we're going to keep it moving here as we work our way through the 11 o'clock hour. I've got other new music here from the Black Keys. Not a lot to be said, but, you know, do the major or the minor background. American rock duo from Akron, Ohio. Dan Auerbach, Patrick Carney. They've released their 12th studio album, Ohio Players. Actually, it's due out April 5th. This is one of the pre-release singles. This is Beautiful People, parenthetically, Stay High. Really new music from the Black Keys here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss. Finish up there with the latest from Leisure. Really like that song. They're back with their latest release, Leisure Vision, which popped onto the market back in September of last year. I featured them as a lineage as part of one of the shows back in August. This is another pre-release single and actually is my... It's actually... one of my favorite ones on the release, that is Back in Love. Again, the album is called Leisure Vision. Before that, also, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, going back to 2001's release. Yeah, was it 2001? Yeah. No, it was 1981. I don't even know what I'm looking at. Architecture and Morality, that was Souvenir. And before that, Black Keys Got Started. Their new album, Ohio Players, is coming out in April. That was Beautiful People, parenthetically, Stay High. Want to remind you, I'll be doing another version of music you might otherwise miss. Airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet, followed by another hour of an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Give you a chance. Come find your new favorite song with me. Speaking of new music, this is the latest from a band called The Hubbards. Hubbards, rather. I couldn't find a great deal on The Hubbards, so I looked at this quote from a music publication called Scruff of the Neck. Quote, taking the effervescent energy of indie pop band, buzz bands such as Jaws and combining it with the irrefutable tenacity that owes far more to punk's DIY ideals than the polished production of the aforementioned, the Hubbards occupy a uncharted middle ground, bridging the gap between mainstream indie pop and the hipster swagger, unquote. They're getting ready to release their third studio album, Drip Fed. It comes out on March 1st. I was lucky enough to get the pre-release single. This is called Hiding, Reading. New music from the Hubbards here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Get how to breathe and honey when the mood agrees. We listen to everything, so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
If that's the way that you'd rather be.